Oh, hi, Antonio. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay. Are you the lady I last had a conversation with?
No, I was looking at some notes on your account. It looks like you wanted to get a new website with your business name in it instead of the one that we were promoting for you.
No, I was on the phone with a woman that told me that my advertisement had went live with the name EB, and I like EB. Yeah, we couldn't find something to put Earthbound, so we just put EB, and I'm like, no. No, I don't want to be advertised with EB. I've been Earthbound through Germany Landscaping for like 40 years.
Okay, the good news is your account is set up on Google under Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping Enterprise, and that's also on all the popular directories. So Yelp, Bing, Apple Maps, Facebook, all of the directories is under Earthbound. So your business name is definitely showing. But for the web address, they got a shorter URL. And if you want us to get one that says Earthbound in it instead, we can definitely do that, but not while an account's in a past due status. So your payment was due on the 20th, and it's still not going through. So is something going on with the card that we have on file?
Well, okay. I know we're looking at this from two different perspectives. You're looking at it from your perspective, and I'm looking at it from my perspective as a consumer of, you know, the business that you're providing. And so, therefore, my perspective is that how am I being built? How am I being billed? And for what portion of it am I being billed for the services of it not being listed in the fashion that it wasn't listed in?
So it is listed in the fashion that you want it to be. I'm going to send you a link to your Google business page right now just so that you can see it, because I don't want you worried about that. You are absolutely promoted as Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping everywhere, okay? So if you want us to switch out the domain for the web address, we can do that, and we can find something with Earthbound in it. It's just that they don't do any type of programming or purchasing domains or anything like that while an account's in a past due status. But let me send this to you so that you can see it. Watching the World 1.3, is that your email? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
To whom that would be interested in that particular thing that we're talking about, this being
So the value to our services,
being abbreviated like that.
Okay,
Who would be viewing that?
Anybody that finds you on the internet under Earthbound Tree Trimming, they're going to click on your website from the first page of Google, so they don't even have to type in earthboundtreetrimming.com or anything like that. They just click on the site. So the EB typically isn't really relevant, but just to make you comfortable, if you want a new web address, we can absolutely get that. Because, you know, I don't want you to, you know, not like the web address that you have, right? So if you want it, but if you look at that email that I just sent you, it says link to your Google page.
Does the general public search for the web address.
So if they search for tree service near me, tree trimming near me, stump grinding, or various services that you offer, they don't have to know Earthbound in order to find you. So that's the value to our service, is it's going to bring you a whole lot of new clients that have never heard of Earthbound. But because you'll show on a spotlight position on the first page of Google, it's going to, you know, generate those people to call you. Does that make sense?
What is the advantage or disadvantage of my Alyssa showing up as EB? In the fashion that it does show up, wherever it does show up at.
There's no disadvantage or no advantage to it, because nobody has to know your business name to find you. So let me clarify this. Let's say that I'm looking for McDonald's and I type in McDonald's into Google, right? I'm going to find McDonald's. And if the web address is MickeyD's.com and not McDonald's.com, it's not going to matter, because when I find McDonald's, it's going to have the website linked to it where I can just click on it. So I never have to worry about what the website is, because I'm looking for that company by name, right? But let's say that I type in fast food or hamburger and I don't specifically type in McDonald's. If McDonald's is ranking on the first page, they'll come up on the first page, but there's also going to be some other companies coming up, like a variety of fast food or hamburger places. So yeah, that's the benefit of what we offer you, is that we ensure that if anybody's in your area and they're looking for your services, and they're searching online for it, Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping is going to be in a spotlight position on the first page, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated.
I haven't even taken a look at that. I'm really computer illiterate. That I am myself. I'm just learning.
Oh, that's okay. No problem, Anthony. That's why I sent you the link, because you don't even have to look it up. If you, next time you go in your email, if you see that email from me that says link to your Google page, you can just click on it and you can see what I'm talking about. We're promoting you as Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping Enterprise. And if someone does the search on their smartphone, they can click to your site or click to call you from the first page. They don't even have to dial your number. But if they're doing it from a regular computer, then they can still click to your website, but they would have to physically dial the number. And Google tracks all of that for you to see, you know, how many hits that you're getting.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, that's why we have that all stored on the client dashboard. But if you don't want to log on the client dashboard and you're not literate, I would recommend, you know, have somebody help you put the Local Splash app on your phone, because that way you just log into it one time and you can see all the results on a day-to-day basis, and also respond to fresh, you know, clients that are contacting you through the dashboard.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a great teacher.
Oh, thank you. What a nice compliment. I really appreciate that. That's so nice. And then one thing I can do, Antonio, to help you out a little bit, is the payment was due on February 20th, which means that another one will hit on March 20th. And I don't want you to have two payments so close together, because today is already the 12th, right? So if we can get that one payment from February 20th up to speed, I can then push your next billing out 30 days, and you'll be paid in full until April 12th. That way we would avoid that next payment that would have hit in 8 days.
Yeah, I want to take a look. What did you text me or email me?
I sent you an email. I sent it to you in your email. So if you wanted to look at it, it says link to your Google page. And I sent it to watchingtheworld1.3@gmail.com. Is that your correct email?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you should be able to look in your inbox and see that. If it's not in your inbox, check your filtered mail, because we send from a very large Gmail account. So sometimes they get stuck in the filtered mail if it's the first correspondent.
Sorry, I'm just simply not finding that app in my phone.
Oh, you found it?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you know what the app store looks like? If not, I can explain it to you, because do you have an Android or an iPhone?
I got an Android, but yeah, it's where it's not where it should be.
So if you know what it looks like, even if it's not where it should be, you can click on it, and then you can hit the little, you know, when you're in an app, there's going to be somewhere at the bottom a little thing that looks like a magnifying glass. On my phone, it's at the bottom. It might be on the top on an Android, because I have an iPhone, but either way, you'll have a little magnifying glass that you can click on, and then you can type in Local Splash that you're looking for that app.
Mm. No, I just got this phone about a week ago.
Oh, you did? Wow, good for you.
Yeah. Just another phone to get used to.
I know. My dad's the same way. He doesn't like it when he gets a new phone, because sometimes they have a different layout and then he has to get used to it all over again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I sure don't see no Gmail app on here.
Have you logged into your email? Because I sent you an email with your Google listing. So all you have to do is go into your email, like you're going to read your email, and then you can click on the link that I sent you. That way you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but how can you go into your email when you don't even have an app to push to go in there?
Oh, you should be able to access the internet from your phone. So let's say that you have a browser on there that says Google, or if you have a little internet icon on your phone, once you click on it, you can go to, let's see here, www.gmail.com, and then you can log in. So of course it's better if you put the Gmail app on your phone, but if you don't have the app on your phone, you can just go to gmail.com and you can still log into it.
Just me.
Yeah, something just came through.
Well,
how about this? I'll send it to you on a text message. That way you don't have to worry about logging in here. I'm going to send you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
let me send it. I'll send it to you on a text. No problem. Here we go.
Thought you'd never ask.
You're funny. Here. Thank you for the laugh. It's Thursday, so we need to lighten up a little bit, right? We're almost there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I sent it on a text. It should be coming through any second. And then once it gets there, you should be able to just click on it, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. How long have you been in business, Antonio?
I've done this most of my life.
Oh, okay. The reason I ask is I know the Google business page is a little new because we just created it for you, but I want you to work on getting some 5-star ratings on your Google page. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that. And since you've been doing this, you know, as far as you can remember, you probably have a bunch of past clients that you could probably send this to. And it'll say, you know, thank you for using Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click on it, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there for you to get that 5-star rating next to your name. So that's going to help you tremendously.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go over here to this text message here.
Mm-hmm. Is it opening up for you?
No, it's not.
That's why I sent it first in the email, because in the email I sent it as a link where you just have to click on it. But in the text message, it's probably not a link. You probably have to copy it and paste it and then put it into a web browser, which, you know, like you said, it might be a little bit more tricky, but I can explain to you how to do it if you want.
If only I was more computer savvy.
It's okay as long as you know how to service your customers. You know, I know my dad, he's old school and he still has one of those flip phones until he got his new smartphone that he just had to get used to. And he said, you know what, I know how to reach my clients. They know how to reach me. And to him, that's all he needed, you know, and that's fine. But it is nice once you know how to do a little bit more on the internet, because then it'll show you.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'm launching a nonprofit organization here. I don't know anything about it. But anyway, I have not been successful in going over to the... text messages either. Okay, here. Roll this way. Are you there?
I'm still here. I was just waiting for you because I thought you were trying to...
What does that say? Local Splash, it says, Antonio, share your Google review link.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that I just sent so that your customers can send you a review, because you said you've been doing this as long as you can remember. So if you open, can you click on the link in there that says HTTPS search.google.com? Can you click on that link?
I did.
Okay, and then what's it showing you?
It says posts may appear publicly with your profile name and picture and...
Oh, so it's actually trying to get you to write a review, because that's the review generator. So let me just see here. That's good, actually. So I'm just having it load for me so I can tell you. Do you see the little button at the bottom that says cancel?
So you must follow Google politics. Posts may appear on and be used across Google services, including whatever.
So yeah, that's telling you that if you gave a 5-star rating, it's going to show on Google, but also on some of your other destinations. But underneath it, at the bottom, does it say cancel or post at all?
No.
No? Okay. One second here. I want to make sure you clicked on the... Okay. In the email that says learn how to get more reviews, there's two links. The first link you can bypass and just go to the second one that says click here to leave us a review.
Well, I don't see nothing saying that. I see something says, add photograph, share details of your experience and, at this place.
Uh-huh.
I'm not taking any pictures.
No.
Not right now.
Right.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you click on the link again that came in the text message? Because I'm trying to show you the review generator where it says search.google.com.
Yeah. Okay. Click on it. Well, I mean, I'm going to click away. Okay. Click. Okay. Click.
So what's happening now?
I don't know, every time I touch one of them stars, they light up and turn yellow.
Yes, that's right, you're there, good. Wow, you're more computer savvy than you think. So.
Yeah, but I don't touch all five of them. Maybe I moved too quick.
No, click it where all five of them are, okay? And then if they're all lit up at the bottom, hit post. See where it says cancel or post?
Oh, post down there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Post.
I'll do it too. Great. I'll put great company and then I'll hit post. So once you hit post, do you see how your business name is showing up as Earthbound?
No.
You don't. Okay.
No, it's not there.
Okay.
Is your earn point for helping others ratings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. That's what it says. Down at the bottom it says done.
Okay, hit done and see what happens.
Okay, yeah, it went to some things about Earthbound. Yeah.
Right. So do you see the one at the right that says Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping Enterprise? And it has your it has a little picture of a guy that's, you know, sawing into a stump. That's your Google business page, okay? And then you can see that it doesn't say EB anywhere. It just says Earthbound Tree Trimming. And even at the left where it has your website linked, it says Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping Enterprise. We have you promoted as Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping everywhere.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a start, isn't it? Okay. Now, that's a little bitty stump down there on that big stump.
Yes. Yeah, we can switch those pictures out, but since you're not good on the computer, they just initially use stock photos. But if you want us to switch those out, we can switch them. That's not a problem. But you can also see if you scroll down a little bit on that page, underneath it says Tina Togafau and a 5-star review. So it's showing that I just left you a 5-star review, right? So this is where that text message that I sent you will help, because you can start sending that to some of your past and present clients, and you can work on getting some more reviews.
Okay. I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to have to do is, I'm going to have to I'll make a transfer. How much, what is my deal?
Well, you know what? It's just saying, Antonio, that the card code might have changed. So it could be that the card is still good, but maybe the expiration changed. I have a MasterCard ending in 1320. Do you think the bank sent you a newer one? Because my expiration is 11/2030. So if you have that card, just tell me what your expiration is. Maybe it's a refreshed one, and then we don't even have to take the card number again. We could just put the new expiration in.
Well, no, I just need to go to the bank and do a transfer.
Oh, okay. So can you just verify then, is the expiration 11/2030? That's correct? November 2030?
I don't know what card I last paid you off of.
Oh,
but
it's a MasterCard, and it ends in 1320.
1320. Just a minute. So, how many photos y'all got up there? You got any pictures of a guy in a tree?
Let me look. One second here. Client dashboard. I'm going to look on your business info page. Yeah, we do have one with a guy in a tree. There's one in a tree, and then he's kind of cable wired to the tree. And then there's, let me see, the first photo that you saw with the little stump grinder, but then there's 5 additional photos up there. So let me see if you click on your Google listing if it'll show you all of them. Oh yeah, it does. If you click on where you see earthbound tree trimming and landscaping, right where you see the guy with the little stump grinder, you can click on that picture and it will show you the other pictures.
All right, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the car? What was that number to that card?
The number to the card is.
Yeah, please. Yeah, cool.
It ends in 1320. Those are the last four digits.
No, that card's been canceled. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Give me the new card, and then if you have to transfer money, that's okay. I can process it either later today or tomorrow, but we'll just put the fresh card in here just so we have it. So go ahead when you're ready.
No, I'm going to have to go ahead and make the transfer, and then I'll call you and pay for it.
Okay, I'll put the card in, but I won't process it until we talk, okay?
No. I'm going to give you the card number when I leave the bank.
You're going to go get the card. Okay, I get it. Okay, no problem. So then I'll put a note in here that you're going to go to the bank and get that squared away. And then if I don't hear from you, I'll call you maybe tomorrow at the same time, and we can see if you had enough time to do it. Okay, will that work?
That'll work, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, all right. So, let me...
Tomorrow is Friday, so I'll put a note in here to myself to follow up with you tomorrow. Okay, so you are all good to go, Antonio. So if anything changes, you can let me know tomorrow. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week. I'm happy I was able to show you at least, you know, some of the progress on your account. And then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day too, okay?
I'm trying to do some more of these stuff while we were looking at them before you get off.
Oh, sure.
More of these pictures. And I'm trying to move around on the phone, but no, I'm not.
Okay. So if you click on just where the first picture is that you see, you can actually see the rest of the pictures that we have promoted for you.
Oh, that's okay. Jeez. I'm seeing 4 or 5 of them. I can't get past that. I haven't seen the guy in the tree.
You haven't seen what?
The guy in the tree.
Oh, okay.
Where is he at? And how do I get there to see him?
Let me send you a picture of the image. Maybe I can copy it. Hold on. 1 second here.
Now, you send me these pictures, and is this what's on the search engine?
Yes. Yeah, that's the Google business page that has those pictures on it, and your website too, and your Facebook. So we're promoting these pictures for you because you haven't sent us any of your own yet, right? But once
it's all good. I don't have a problem with it. I was just trying to see the one with the guy in the tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1 second here. I'm trying to see if I can copy just that photo and send it to you so you can look at it. I just copied it as a link, but it's showing me all the photos. I want to just find that one and see if I can send it to you. 1 second here. There it is. Okay. I'll try to text it to you and see if it comes through. I'm just going to try to copy it and paste it. If it doesn't come through as a text, I'll just send it as, oh no, it's not working. So let me save it and I will send it as a link so you can see it.
I mean, this one you're sending me are you sending me something that's supposed to be on the website?
Yes. Yes, and it's on your Google page. It's the one that you're asking for that has the
the
guy in the tree, exactly.
Well, why can't I pull him up on my phone?
I don't know. I don't know what you're clicking on because you should be able to pull it up from your phone because I'm looking at it on my phone and I can pull it up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm kind of lame over here.
Oh, no, you're doing great. Don't say that. But if you go back to where we were looking earlier at the Google page where it says Earthbound Tree Trimming and Landscaping Enterprise, and you click on the photos, you should be able to, let me see here. Do you see the first photo that comes up? Do you see that if you hover over to the right side of it where it's a black banner, there should be a little arrow there that says next photo. And then you can click on that arrow and then it'll take you to the next photo, which has the guy in the tree. Does your picture have the little black banner around it where you see those arrows?
I'm not seeing any arrows in the screen that I'm on right now.
Okay.
I've been moving around trying to get back where I lost where I was.
Oh, you lost where you were. Okay. Let me just see here. I'm trying to think of an easier way to show it to you so that you... Maybe go back to that text that I sent you where you got that box where it showed the reviews, where you could click the 5 stars. Maybe go back to that because that's how you found this in the first place. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So go back to that page. It's in your text message where you can click to leave a review. And then once you hover over those 5 stars and hit post, you'll see the picture that I was talking about that you can click on. And then you should be able to go to the right and to the left of it to scroll through them.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, do you see the arrow good. Now?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad that you can see it now. Yeah, so that's how you can scroll through your picture. If you're on a regular computer, all 5 or 6 of them pull up at once. You can see them all at once. But if you're on a smartphone, you have to hit those little arrows to get to the next one. So I think that's why you weren't able to see it. But now you can see the arrows, which is good.
Also, you got to have a trained eye, too.
Well, most people know how to do it. It's just that, you know, it's funny because I have a little granddaughter that's 6 years old, and she's got a little brother that's 3 years old, and sometimes I think they're better on the computer than I am. They'll pick it up, and they navigate here and there and left and right, and I'm just like, wow. How do they know that? It's because they're used to it because they're raised that way now. They have tablets and computers even at school. And then the way we were raised, it was old school. We had a paper and a pencil.
I still don't know how to operate a computer.
Exactly. Yeah. Next time you're around someone with little kids, just kind of observe them. Observe those little kids and even ask them, hey, can you help me find my business on Google? And they'll pick it up and they'll type it in and pop it back to you in 2 seconds and show you the pictures and everything. Everybody that's young knows how to do it because they're raised around that stuff. And we weren't.
Yeah, I was sitting in an office the other day. And there was a guy sitting next to me, and there was this little boy. He must have been about 1.5 years old, maybe going on 2.
Yeah.
And he had a little kid's iPad.
Yep.
and he was just manipulating that thing like it was just, I mean, nothing. And I thought, well, I looked at it. I thought, well, if I picked that up, I wouldn't know how to do that, you know, from that kid.
Yeah.
But that kid, I wouldn't know how to do it with his technology he has in his hand there. If I picked it up, I wouldn't know how to operate that. And he's just operating it like it's nobody's business. It's in a child kind of a,
format,
animation and stuff like that too.
Yes.
And so.
Yep.
And one and a half years old. I'm talking about 1.5 years old. And he's sitting there real dignified. Dignified, you know what I mean? Operating it like, he's an executive in the office or something. I was like, what is that?
Made me feel
really small. I was like, what in the world? The world ran off and left me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad is in another state, and one time he was having problems with his regular computer, and I knew how to fix it based on the symptoms he had, so I was trying to explain it to him on the phone, and he just wasn't getting it. I was trying to say, click on this and go to that, and he just couldn't do it, and I said, man, I really wish I could, like, fly out there and help you because I can fix this for you. It's hard for me to explain it because he wasn't understanding, right? Well, then the next week, because I talked to him every weekend, I asked him, oh, how's it going with your computer? He said, you're not going to believe it. He goes, my next door neighbor had a little 12-year-old son that came over with a baseball cap and some bubble gum, and he came over here and clicked on a couple of things left and right, and now it's working fine.
Yeah.
So that's why I always say, hey, if you can't figure something out, try to find someone with little kids. They'll be able to help you with it for sure.
It's true.
Very true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, things change. You know what I mean? I mean, everything, it just keeps evolving, you know? And, and nothing stays still. It just keeps progressing into the future. So, you know, I mean, there'll be things like, when they grow up, that their kids is, learning and they're like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
The same way, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the way that they're raised. They're used to it. That's why it's nothing to them. It's like they don't even have to think about it, you know? So it's kind of like riding a bike. If you introduce a bike to someone that's never ridden one and they're our age, it would be almost impossible for them to learn how to balance and everything. But for people that learned that while they were kids, it doesn't matter. They it's like an ingrown talent that they have that they don't have to think about it because they already know how to do it, you know?
Yeah, it's ingrained in them.
It's ingrained in them, exactly. But take somebody that's in Africa or something that's never ridden a bike or never had to balance, they wouldn't know how to do it, especially if they're older, you know? That would look like something foreign to them.
Yeah. Getting out there in the bush with a... With a poison dart gun. The person with a computer be lost. They'd be like, what?
Exactly.
I'm going to starve to death. All these things are going to eat me alive out here.
Yep, you got that right.
Yeah, you gotta have some hands-on experience, you know. And I never got it. I always had landscaping tools in my hand, you know.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Like I said, you're an expert at what you know, and you don't really need anything more than that. But, you know, with a program like this, all you have to know is that you can answer the phone when people call you. And I know that you're going to answer the phone, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Well, you're a cool gal. Okay. Well, I'm glad we could, you know, kind of, I get to look at some of them pictures because I never did really. Because I'm involved in a lot of stuff. And, I got this nonprofit organization that I'm getting ready to launch here as quick as I can. I'm trying to get all the contents together so my website guy who's doing that is can get the contents in there. Mm-hmm. I need to get some contents in this website too.
But anyway, also I'm representing my own self in a lawsuit.
Oh.
So, yeah, so I'm getting some interrogatories together over here to answer counselor for the defendants.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm the plaintiff in it, so. But,
okay.
So I'm busy. So look, I'll go ahead and take care of that. When I do, I'll. What number can I reach you back at?
It's, do you have a pen?
Yeah, I got a pen.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay, just a second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so it's 877-635-6225. And then my name is Tina, and my extension is 777. So when you call that number, Antonio, it's going to take you to one of those voice prompts that says, for this department, press this, and that department, press that. You can just skip over all of that and just put in 777, or you can even speak to it and say, transfer to Tina. It's a voice-activated system, and then either way, that will ring to my desk.
Oh, that's one I dialed, this 877-635-6225 number?
Exactly.
There'll be a voice activated thing that comes on and asks me something.
Yeah, it'll ask you, you know, for customer service, press this. For sales,
okay.
Press that.
Yeah.
It'll give you different options, but you can just press 777 and it'll ring straight back to my desk, or you can say transfer to Tina and it will come back to me. Okay?
Okay, Tina. Yeah, Tina.
Okay. Well, good. I think we have a good game plan then. So I will talk to you, you know, maybe later today. If not, no later than tomorrow, because I will send myself a reminder to follow up with you tomorrow just in case I don't hear from you sooner, okay?
Yeah, I feel better. I'm looking at some photographs and stuff. How do I get to on my phone, if I go to Google and say Google Earth Mound Tree Terminal Landscape, and it's going to take me to those pictures?
It should. It absolutely should if you ask the through Google to take you there, because we've already created that Google business page. So it'll take you to that same page. You accessed it through the link that I sent you to kind of write yourself a review, right? But you can
mm-hmm.
definitely also go to Google and just look your business up that way.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Just one second. Okay.
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah, if you have any questions between now and tomorrow, you. Yeah, you could always.
I'll be looking around it on it. Yeah, okay. I'll give a hold of you, Tina.
Sounds good.
We'll
okay.
With stuff, you know.
Sounds perfect. Okay. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Antonio. Have a great rest of your day. Okay.
You too, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye bye.